talking with State Senator Chapin Rose. Your thoughts on the governor's budget message? What do you think it means for Central Illinois?
Yeah, look, I think he's framed it the right way that, you know, if you got to do something, and if the Democrats aren't going to work with them when they have their supermajorities in the House and the Senate, and they're not going to raise taxes to pay for the spending they want to spend, then they just need to give him a budget and he'll deal with it. That won't be fun and it won't be popular, but the truth of the matter is it'll be far better than what we're doing now, which is letting things crash around us because there is no budget. And, you know, I think he was right to point out the fact that it's, look, they've got, Democrats have supermajorities. If, you know, it's time for them to act. I mean, if they're going to work with him or don't work with him, but do something. And, you know, the other thing he pointed out, which I think was stark, is the fact that if Illinois had simply grown in concert with the rest of America over the last decade, you'd have $19 billion in additional funds. That's more than enough money to cover the deficits and more than enough money to restore the cuts that have been made to, you know, K-12 and higher education. And so I think he makes a good point that if we would simply bring ourselves in line from an economic climate for job creators, that we would, you know, have more jobs and we'd have more revenues. But look, if the Democrats who control the place don't want to do that, then go ahead and pass a budget and raise taxes, or just send him a budget and let him manage it. But don't do what is just don't leave it in this state of flux and inaction.